This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems.
Hi, I'm Patricia Smith, the author of Unshuttered and Incendiary Art, and the Poem a Day guest editor for the month of February. I hope you enjoy today's offering brought to you by the Academy of American Poets.
This is Courtney Lamar Charleston, reading Brown Estate, 2018 Tempranillo. Violence thrives like violet on the vine, but I'm rare today, with you. I came to Napa nappy-headed, impressively unconcerned, with heft to me. Air kisses the wine we bring to lip. I'm not wedded to folks, I say, the way I was. Parts of me have died with more to expire. Troubled times have changed us both. Left to silence, a question rises. If you lied to spare me wrath turned inward, you've arranged any moment of peace I've ever lived in. Love, it's hard to trust a good thing these days. Harder still to be one. Crimson colors in our stemmed glasses. Sorry, ass bard, feeling no ounce of romance toward the world. No gun could woo me, though. I want to be here. Need to be. Me. The half-full fool of us. I can't imagine what you see. About this poem. This past summer, I visited wine country in a rare taste of leisure travel since COVID-19 ransacked our lives. It was a chance to decompress, to reflect. The years leading up to that moment had, unsurprisingly, been some of my loneliest on record. And I've had to recalibrate to whom, what, and where my energies are directed to prevent self-neglect while the world crumbles. And what I've also done is lean away from loneliness, dread, and guilt by leaning into the love of my spouse, who is not a natural optimist, it seems, toward anything except me. What an immeasurable blessing.
Poem a Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new poems by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem a Day, and if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.